all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five. Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to get infiltrated. Or no, we're not getting infiltrated. What? We're going to have the author of Infiltrated on. New York Times bestseller, number four this week, Infiltrated by J.W. Richards. He's the co-author of the New York Times bestseller, Indivisible. And we're going to talk economic healing this hour. How cool is that?
Nice.
This is, yeah, it's going to be great. So, you know, we can flex in any direction here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, healing on all levels. We talk about healing physiologically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Yes, spiritually, too. Politically and even economically. And Jay Richards is going to join us to do that this hour. Also, the phones are open, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Yes, I know you got to get used to being able to call in live on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can do that now thanks to GCN and the wondrous technology that they have. Scott's on the board. He'll talk to you and get you set up. We do have a call in a moment. I also do want to talk about, there's about 13 things, maybe 130 or 1,000 things, but 13 things that the government's keeping from you, lying to you, lying to me. And if you don't have oppositional defiance disorder yet, you should after this hour when we get into some of those things. And, of course, also, Robert Scott Bell Show will be taking it on the road coming up to Las Vegas. That's the 6th, 7th, and 8th of September at the American Naturopathic Medical Association Conference. I'll be the keynote speaker on Saturday at the luncheon there. And you, if you are listening to the Robert Scott Bell, you know because you're listening, you can get in for free. You can call them up and get in and say, I want to come to the ANMA show, ANMA.org, and
ANMA.
Say, I heard it.
ANMA.org.
And you can join us at the show. For free. You get free registration. So check that out online and link it and go. Also, on Sunday after the event, I'll be speaking at a local health food store as well, and we'll have Nick Brannigan on from Las Vegas to talk about that in a little while. And let's see, where else am I going to be? The following weekend, that is the 13th, 14th, and 15th of September in Atlanta, back in my old stomping ground of Atlanta, Georgia. And we're going to be up there with Ty Bollinger, Dr. Linda Isaacs, Chris Wark, and many more. It's going to be an amazing cancer-free weekend because we're going to talk about cancer all weekend long up there. So check that out at healingstrong.com, healingstrong.com. And since we do healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, perhaps, maybe, yeah, I think we should. We should go to the phones, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Brandon's calling in. And welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Brandon. I'm glad you're on.
Hey, Robert.
Good to hear you, Brandon. What's up?
I just have two questions. If you can get the second one, that would be great, but I'm not sure we'll get to it. But so my sister had a cyst on her wrist before. You know, those hard bump thingies?
Yes.
And we went through the conventional surgery stuff and drained her fluid like three times or so.
Yeah.
But now she's starting to form the cyst on her, another one on her earlobe.
Okay.
So I went to Natural News and I could only find one website. It's healingfoodreference.com by Mike Adams, the health ranger. And it says taro, bitter orange, turmeric, and kombu to help the cyst. Do you think you could explain those a little bit?
Well, I'll give you my homeopathic option. Did you have another call? Because I'll get to that. I just want to see if the other question you had.
Oh, the second one. I was researching on the amalgam stuff, and so, you know, the amalgams have mercury, right? So,
correct.
So they always say to replace it. So if you replace it with the other fillings, the composite ones.
Yes.
I don't know. They said that there's something, BPA, which has a lot of...
Sure, yeah, the xenoestrogens and plastifiers, different things that mimic, if you will, different hormones. They disrupt endocrine function. That is a concern of mine, Brandon, and I do appreciate the call. I'm going to get to both of those, so you're going to keep listening here. On the mercury amalgams, they're 50% mercury. There's no excuse for any dentist that's still using them. They can't claim, oh, it's just because they're cheap. Get out of that system completely. We got to detoxify so many folks from mercury. But switching over to the safer composite materials, there are more benign materials coming out almost every year. You want to go to like an IAOMT dentist. These are the people that are really into the toxicology. They understand it. They will test your body, biocompatibility test. They'll be very specific to what is right for you, because what is right for one might not be right for another. But even with BPA, which I'm not endorsing at all, it's much better than mercury. Mercury is the second most toxic substance on planet Earth that we know of as far as a naturally occurring substance. So on that, yes, go to a dentist that can test biocompatibility on substitutes for the mercury fillings. Now, as far as the cyst goes, as a homeopath, you talked about some of the herbs there. Keep digging on those. But I will always recommend, for any kind of cyst, skin kind of, something's trying to come out there, I'm going to use homeopathic heper sulfur calcarea. Heper sulfur, H-E-P-A-R, sulfur. Now, when you get this in the health food store, it might just say heper sul, S-U-L for short, because these are all Latin names. And so if it doesn't say heper sulfur calcarea and it says heper sul, it's the same thing. This is a simple remedy, but you consistently take it. I do something like a 15X, a 12C, a 12X. I tend to go with lower attenuations. Keep hitting it, keep hitting it, keep hitting it, and eventually you'll work through that. Now, this doesn't mean ignore the liver, ignore the kidneys, ignore the lymph. You've got to detoxify the body. In my humble opinion, you're dealing with a body that's trying to throw things out, and it's consolidating the tissue in one particular area, and you've got to keep working consistently to drive it out or have it reabsorbed and detoxify it through other channels and means. So, Brandon, I appreciate your call, and anybody out there, you can do this too. Brandon has just proven it. Live on the air, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. So, Super Don, we got some more things to do here, and it includes, well, the government might be lying to us.
No.
Really?
No.
Could that
could
be a moment
be.
Of done? That's a
yeah,
major moment
be,
of
definitely.
Done. Yeah, there's an article here on Alternet, 13 things the government is trying to hide from you, and this is under their civil liberties section. Now, I believe in human liberties. Civil liberties is a step down, but I understand where they're going. Number one on the list, the government seizes and searches all internet and text communications which enter or leave the U.S. But in fact, it's worse than that. We've learned recently that I think 75% of all communications, if you have a phone that's a voice over IP, you know, the internet phones, they're capturing basically everything, or at least 75% of it. And those are domestic, by the way. They're not even going after the calls overseas. So here we've got another issue where they're lying to us, and Obama is not the, well, he's not the the guy for transparency, if you haven't figured that out yet.
Oh, and, you know, he's talked for a long time about, oh, we're going to be the most transparent government, and Nancy Pelosi, we're going to be the most transparent Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Baloney. I mean, we've covered it before where they were having meetings about transparency in private.
You gotta love it.
I'm not joking. The press was not allowed to be there.
Only in Orwellian America, where transparency is opaque. Yes, the new
That's
transparency.
Right.
It's opaque. The government created and maintained secret backdoor access into all databases in order to search for information on U.S. citizens. That is why you do not want to be numbered like cattle. You do not want to be numbered like a Jew in a Nazi concentration camp. And that's what, yes, I am referencing that in regards to their penchant for numbering humans like cattle at this point.
Yep.
The government operates a vast database which allows it to sift through millions of records on the internet to show that nearly everything you do, plus cell phones, they track you, they know where you are all the time now with Google. The government also has a special court, which I believe is unconstitutional. It meets in secret to authorize access for the FBI and other investigators to millions and millions of U.S. phone, text, email, and business records, and we find the FISA court rarely ever says, if ever, says no to a government request in this realm, because everything is about the war on terror, which is phony from the word go. In fact, we go back to the origins of 9/11, and you begin to look at the PNAC report, Project for a New American Century, and you begin to say, well, somebody planned this. You know, whether it's everybody was aware of it or not, somebody on the inside, this is not an accident. But read the 9/11 chapter in Official Stories, for goodness sake, by Liam Sheff. And you get the short version, but the comprehensive short version. Let's see, what else? Top secret decisions of FISA courts. Government is fighting to keep top secret a key 2011 decision of the FISA court, even after the court said it could be made public. So even when there's a, hey, we can make public. No, we can't. Yes, we can. No, so there's factions within the government fighting to remain secret. And by the way, you know, this is not in the article, I believe, but you want to know about a secretive organization, perhaps even more secret than the NSA? Super Don, you know what this might be?
How about the Fed?
You nailed it, buddy. The Federal Reserve. You want to talk about an organization that operates in complete secrecy, and it was only because of the work of Ron Paul for years to try and chip away at it that they had a little minor audit of it. But that kind of went away with Ron Paul being gone. Maybe we can talk to Jay Richards about that. And he's written a book about the corruption, the regulation of the financial markets and everything. And he says the lefties have screwed up on this. It wasn't the free market that did us in. And I happen to agree with Jay. We'll see what kind of free marketeer he is. It'll be a first appearance for him on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What else is the government lying to us about? Well, they use secret national security letters issued by the FBI to seize tens of thousands of records. And by the way, as far as I know, it's still the case that if you get one of these NSL letters, you can't say that you got one. You literally, you can't consult an attorney, you can't complain, you can't go to the press. You know, they call it a felony, a federal violation. The NSA was caught recently not telling the truth to Congress about surveillance of millions of U.S. citizens. Obama is having some trouble with this one because even his base, the left, they're starting to go, wait a second, this guy, not our guy. And it's, you know, it's taken him a long time, but welcome aboard. You don't have to be a conservative to see that Obama is not good for America. But we also were of the same perspective when Bush says he's got to abandon the free market in order to save it, if you remember that. The government falsely assured the U.S. public in writing that privacy protections are significantly stronger than they actually are, and senators who knew better were not allowed to disclose the truth. I mean, this goes on and on and on and on and on. So I say this, if you are not questioning what's going on in your government, you're not thinking clearly. You're not awake and alive.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
But keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you already do, which you do because you're hearing my voice right now, you already know this. So tell your friends. The Robert Scott Bell Show on Monday through Friday. No, Sunday through Friday on the Natural News Radio Network, naturalnewsradio.com and gcnlive.com. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. We got lots more healing to go. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes?
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Yes, we are. I'm doing a little radar love there. I just kind of groove into the tunes here, man. Like, all right,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah, no shortage of cool music on this show.
Wait, we're doing a show. Oh yeah, that's right. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. Jay Richards is going to be coming up with his new book, New York Times bestseller number 4 this week, Infiltrated. We're going to talk a little bit of economic healing coming up soon. And the phones are open still at 866-939-2355. There's more to that story about all the things that the government is doing that, you know, there's no reason you should trust them. But we still see the shills like on MSNBC/GE/War Machine. It used to be that liberals didn't like war when Bush was in, but when Obama was in, it's okay, even if it's unconstitutional and undeclared. But if you have integrity, if you're intellectually honest, you have to say that Obama has doubled and tripled and quadrupled down on the stupid things Bush did. All right? They're all puppets. We know that on the presidential level. And to question a president, no matter what pigmentation of their skin, is not a racist thing to do. It's an American thing to do. And that's why we're saying we're encouraging you to question, even on the issue of money and the monopoly of money that the Federal Reserve enjoys, which I believe is unconstitutional. Now, would I like to see an end to the Fed? Sure. But I don't mind that they're there as long as there's a free market, that, you know, you have an ability to choose what you want to use as money instead of a legal tender law, which assumes that people can't figure out what they want to use in exchange and pay. You want to participate in that system? Fine. But those of you saving money in Federal Reserve notes, and you expect that you're going to have Federal Reserve notes set from Social Security when you retire, good luck if they're going to buy the toilet paper you're going to use it for. Honestly. And that's a big part of where this is going. So, well, hey, Superdome, we covered Paul Offit and the vaccine issue, and I want to revisit that right now because there's a great quote our friends at the Refusers put up from George Bernard Shaw. And he's a Nobel Prize winner. Of course, a lot of people look up to him and they say, hey, man, he's good, co-founder of the London School of Economics. And since we're talking economics this hour, he was a Nobel Prize winner for literature as well. This is stunning to reveal to you what he said about vaccinations. Now, are you ready? Drum roll, please.
Dum. Sorry, that's
some drum roll. At present, here's George Bernard Shaw talking now. At present, intelligent people do not have their children vaccinated, nor does the law now compel them to. The result is not, as the Jennerians prophesied, the extermination of the human race by smallpox. On the contrary, more people are now killed by vaccination than by smallpox. This was validated. It actually appeared in a newspaper. So, you know, it's not like it's been unknown, but we've been sort of propagandized out of understanding how just how dangerous vaccines are. And, in fact, that Jenner himself was thrown out of many communities. The Jennerians were thrown out because when they came in with their Vaca cowpox vaccine for smallpox, they were causing disfigurement, dismemberment. People were losing their limbs from infections and sepsis from these things. And so the people said, this is ridiculous. There are more people dying after getting the vaccine than are actually getting the smallpox. And here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we know historically, factually, and homeopathically that the herbalists, the naturopaths, the holistic health care providers of the time of those fever diseases, those pustule diseases, those pox diseases, they were successful in getting people through these horrible diseases that they like to convince us that everybody's going to die. It's kind of like the claim that, oh my gosh, people are not getting the whooping cough vaccine, all the kids are going to die to get it. And by the way, the whooping cough is happening more within vaccinated populations than outside of vaccinated populations.
Interesting.
So you can't blame the non-vaccinated because you're fully prepared because you're vaccinated and you're still getting it. The fact is, vaccines don't do what they say it does. And that's an important point here because when I ask you to question things, you look back in history and you realize we're not the first guys and gals to question this stuff. But the people that write the history books, they get to erase the history and insert their own or tell only parts of the history, which was, you know, my upbringing in America, public school, government indoctrination centers, where I was told there was only one form of medicine that was real, and that was modern medicine, allopathic pharmaceutical patented medicine. And it turns out in American history, herbal medicine, eclectic medicine, homeopathic medicine, go right now to a Civil War museum, the war between the states, and you will see that the soldiers had in their field medical kits homeopathy. Did you know that? Did anybody tell you that in school? No? Well, that's why you're in school again here. The Robert Scott Bell Show is in session. We've got some more economic healing to do. Next segment with Jay Richards, the author of Infiltrated, number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list. We got some economic healing to do, so stay with us as we get to it right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Are you ready for some economic healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Yeah, that's what we're going to do right now, in fact. We got a cool guy. He's the author of a New York Times bestseller. Number 4 on the list this week. The book is called Infiltrated. We want to know how to stop the insiders and activists who are exploiting the financial crisis to control our lives and our fortunes. Who's the guy that's going to help us figure this out? J.W. Richards, and he's on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now. Jay, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Jay, it's a blast to have you out here. Your book is skyrocketing through the charts right now, and I think it's a timely book, if ever, because clearly it's the free market that has just screwed everything up. That's why the money's gone bad. That's why the economy's gone sour. It's the free market, right?
Well, that's certainly the official narrative. I mean, we're now 5 years out from the financial crisis, but if you look at the news coverage, within about 2 weeks of the crisis, when, you know, all the complexities and the confusion were happening, there was a kind of a narrative set in concrete in most of the media that this was the result of the free market or unfettered competition or Washington deregulation or something like that. And at the time, I had a book talking about the virtues of the free market, and I thought, gosh, I really need to look into this. And as I did and started doing some research, I realized, in fact, if you look at the real details, there's a heck of a lot more blame to be placed here in Washington, D.C. than on Wall Street. Certainly there's greed on Wall Street because there's greed in lots of places. But if you want to really isolate the causes that led to the financial crisis, I think you have to look to federal policy and housing.
I mean, you basically chew up and spit out the argument that the free market was the cause of this in your book. I mean, you really go into great detail uncovering how the regulators, all the do-good, the Dodd-Frank provisions, all of these things have really actually set the stage for the inevitable collapse.
Absolutely. And in fact, I mean, even if for people that don't really haven't followed the details, you can sort of understand this intuitively. If you just think about a banker and his incentives in a normal free market setting. So you got a free market, that means there's rule of law, so you can't steal and kill people, you can't defraud them. Well, then what that means is that a banker, if he wants to make money when he's giving a loan, is going to make sure he gives a loan that he thinks is going to be paid back with some interest. Banks and bankers are not in the habit of giving out highly risky loans that they don't think will be paid back. Okay, that's what you have in a normal free market setting. Well, what we had, say, around 2006, seven is the possibility of a person being able to get a so-called ninja loan. Ninja stands for no income, no job or assets. And so the question is, how did we end up with loans like that in the system? In fact, there were about 27 million risky loans in the system at the time of the financial crisis. And of those, about two-thirds were held either by government entities or by entities acting under government control. So just the numbers themselves suggest that Washington played a serious part in this story.
Well, we could argue that it was a vote-buying scheme because they set the stage through almost a mandate to say you need to make loans to anybody and everybody to get everybody the American dream, that they own their own home. But the American dream becomes a nightmare when you're so indebted that you can't pay for that home. And that's a form, to me, of slavery. It's not an appropriate way to take a loan that you can actually afford to pay back.
That's right. I mean, there's a sort of virtuous cycle that happens in a normal housing market where the loans work out properly. So the sort of, you know, traditional prime loan, it was a fixed rate of interest. In order to get a loan to buy a house, you had to first save some money, so you had to discipline yourself and, you know, delay your gratification. And then you'd have some skin in the game because you'd have to put maybe 20% into the down payment on the house. And then that keeps you on the straight and narrow, so you keep maintaining those commercial virtues. Now, what happens if you completely change the incentives in which people can get loans without even real clear record of their employment history, without consideration of their credit rating, without any down payment? Well, now you completely change that, and that's why you could end up with things like the so-called option ARM loan, which I talk about in the book. That's an adjustable rate mortgage, and it was pioneered by some people in California named Herb and Marion Sandler. What's interesting about the option ARM is, one, of course, that the interest rate varies, it's an adjustable rate, but also the payer, the lender, or the borrower rather, had the choice for 10 years, if you wanted to, of either paying the full amount every month or just paying the interest on the loan or even paying less than the interest on the loan. So in other words, he could spend 10 years getting deeper and deeper into debt, and then the loan would reset. I mean, this is the kind of thing that would be a disaster if you're right on the edge economically and the housing market stalls and suddenly you have no choice but to default.
Well, and then there's that, what they call the balloon. Suddenly there's this massive thing. Well, I didn't take a loan for that, which they said, well, 10 years down the road, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Will you? You can't even afford to take the loan. Now, there's another aspect of this that, you know, I want to talk about in terms of the free market. The Fed controls the money supply, and it's
That's
a mystery how they do it. I mean, they have their wizard hats like with Harry Potter, and they try to say, this is how much we should have. They're printing so much, and they're bubbles. They're bubbles that end up bursting, and we saw that with the housing bubble, that people were kind of giddy with this easy money. They would take out a loan. Suddenly, their house would be worth double, triple, and they would take out loans on that and start buying other things, and of course, there are some folks from the Austrian School of Thought Forms of Economics that said, this is going to burst, and it's going to be a disaster.
Well, yeah, and honestly, I buy that argument. I think, you know, that there's a weirdness to it. I mean, I'm sort of surprised we're not having hyperinflation right now. I honestly think at some point it's probably going to happen unless we change these policies. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I think the affordable housing goals that ended up being imposed quotas on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So Fannie by 2000 had 50% of its loans had to be in this risky category. But that was fed by the Fed by the Fed policy of artificially low interest rates and expanding the money supply. And then finally, this kind of implicit assumption that everybody knows is too big to fail. Just this attitude on the part, certainly of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the government-sponsored enterprises, but also some of the large banks, that if they really got into trouble, they're so important to the system that the government would bail them out. Now, if you know that, then you're going to take irrational risk. The most important regulator in an economy is that market incentive, where if you take a risk with your money and you succeed, you know you'll profit from the fruits of your labor. But if you fail, you will suffer the consequences. If you disconnect that risk reward scenario, then you completely mess up market incentives.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, the too big to fail is actually too big to succeed, because it used to be that you had local banks that were invested in the community. People knew one another, so they knew who were good risks. It wasn't just about reading a number or a score on a credit sheet. I mean, there was something involving when a bank was invested locally, and it's become so distant from that, as these mega banks that are now global in scale have no connection, and they're selling derivatives to one another that are basically saying this debt is better than that, and it's all debt. And it's like, this has gone to the point of insanity. This is not free market.
Well, it certainly moves from the kind of basic human relation, as you describe, between a borrower and a banker, in which, you know, that local knowledge is probably the best thing you can have if you're going to assess the risk on a loan. That's certainly lost in today's market. I do think there are sort of objective criteria you can come up with to assess the risk on these things. What's funny about too big to fail, it's really too big to be allowed to fail. And so, because my view is you shouldn't be too big to fail. You know, I mean, failure is actually as important of a thing in a free market as success. What's interesting, though, is that the Dodd-Frank Act, this was the so-called Reform Act of 2010, it's supposed to fix the problems that led to the financial crisis. Dodd-Frank actually makes too big to be allowed to fail official policy, because now, whereas before it was just kind of a working assumption, and people at Fannie especially thought, okay, the government's not going to let us get into trouble. Well, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have now been nationalized as of the 2008 crisis, and now we're designating large banks as systemically important financial institutions, SIFIs. And that systemically important is basically a bureaucratic word for too big to be allowed to fail. I mean, this is actual official policy now in the federal government. And it tells me that the people in charge clearly did not understand and learn the lesson of the causes of the original crisis.
Yeah, and the question is, you know, are they too stupid to learn, or are they just too, you know, to use the term greed, too greedy in government to want to let go of the level of control that they have via these regulations, which empowers the Beltway, the Washington, D.C., the area that was never hit by a bubble and it never burst, let me just say it that way.
No, absolutely. I mean, I do think that many of the people that supported affordable housing goals did so for good reasons. They had good intentions. They wanted to sort of expand the American dream for lower income people. They just didn't think about economic reality when they did that. That's the sort of primary rule of economic reasoning, is that you think through the unintended consequences of policies. And unfortunately, members of Congress are very, very bad at doing that. They tend not to suffer the consequences if they get into trouble, as you did, we saw with the financial crisis. I mean, it was perfect, because I think the evidence is all in the direction of Washington malfeasance, whether intended or not intended, and yet they were able to place the blame on Wall Street and ordinary borrowers and things like that. Well, of course, in the system, there you can find some fraudulent activity. The question is, what policies arrange the incentives so that the natural things that happen in a market would lead to a crisis? That's the real question.
Well, and the irony, too, of those that were the so-called do-gooders, government could do no wrong, we're going to help, we got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I say often, don't do something, just sit there, leave it alone. But they went in there, they monkeyed with the system, and they actually harmed the poor and the middle class more than those who are the ultra-wealthy, which tend to be able to touch the money first before it devalues, because even though there's no quote-unquote hyperinflation yet, the fact that the Fed is holding $2 trillion of U.S. debt right now, it doesn't portend well for those who are trying to save in paper.
No, that's exactly right. And in fact, almost there's almost a universal rule that bad economic policies hurt those who can least afford it the most. Because, of course, if you're poor and right on the edge, you can't adapt to new situations. It's different if, you know, a home loan and a mortgage payment is just a small percentage of your income. That's not going to be catastrophic if the value of your home goes down. But this is different. Let's say you're a lower-income person that's managed to qualify for one of these option ARM loans in California, and you're just barely eking by before the loan resets, and then suddenly the market stalls. So before, you know, if you'd gotten into trouble and the market's going up 10% a year, you could sell the house in 2 weeks and get out of it, maybe even make a little bit of a profit. The second the market stalled, though, which it had to because it was an artificial bubble, those kinds of people got into trouble. And so we ended up with, I think, about 7 million defaults, unfortunately.
Well, Jay, we're going to have to figure out what we can do to help the folks out there, if there's any way. It's an infiltrated. J.W. Richards is my guest. We're going to do a little bit more economic healing before we wrap up the show. Check it out online. I've got the link directly to the Infiltrated book, infiltratedthebook.com. Check it out. It's linked up at robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL, and we'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clarella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXNatural.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com.
New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you're playing in the economic sandbox, you definitely need a navigator. And a guy that's navigating it really well now, he's my guest. Infiltrated is the book, J.W. Richards. He's here for a few more minutes as we wrap up the economic healing segments of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. And, Jay, this sandbox, which we said it's not a free market. Mm-hmm. People are out there in the mainstream media claiming it was the free market that did us in. You dissolve all of those. You target that, and you do a great job in Infiltrated. But, of course, now we're at the point of really the same people that screwed it up are going to be the ones to fix it? I don't think so. And you have that perspective, too. So you're saying, hey, there's some things we need to be looking out for, looking to do, so that it doesn't become more disastrous. Or even if it does, what can we do to put the pieces back together?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm convinced I'm worried about where things are going, but I'm still a natural optimist. And so I think there are things ordinary people can do. Now, when they first start hearing this topic, they think, oh, the financial crisis, I can't follow it. But honestly, that's why I wrote the book. I mean, the first thing you can do is just educate yourself on the basic details of the issue and then try to educate your family and family members and friends whom you think might be persuaded. And then once you do that, contact your local representative. I'm not saying to advocate a specific policy or a bill, but let them know that you're concerned, that you know the government played a key role in the financial crisis, that you're worried about Dodd-Frank and all these new regulations that are going to hamper growth and prosperity, and tell them you will support them if they speak boldly on it, because that's really the key problem right now. There are a lot of people here in Washington, D.C., including members of Congress, that actually understand the problem very well, but they also know that the American people have been indoctrinated for 5 years that this is the result of the free market. And so even if, you know, a member of Congress wants to say something helpful and maybe speak boldly, he's going to have to look out and say, well, probably 75% of my constituents would disagree with me. So the politicians, even the ones that mean well and could speak the truth, don't have an incentive to do it. The only way to change that political calculation is to let them know they got to hear from constituents that seem reasonable, that seem to basically understand the issue, and then tell them, we will support you. I'm convinced that if there's enough of that from ordinary people around the country, that we could actually still switch this thing, because there truly are some people here in Washington, D.C. that understand this, but at the moment they're just cowed and afraid to speak.
Yeah. Well, the book is Infiltrated. The author, J.W. Richards, and the website is linked up directly in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can check it out there. Infiltrated the book. www.thewebsbestplace.com. There's also some great little videos. I've posted a YouTube today of you, Jay, in a brief interview, and you got your head on right. You got your kids. You're worried about them, as I got kids, too. We want to see a better economy, but we got to navigate something that's pretty disastrous here. So I appreciate all your efforts in getting the word out, and I look forward to having you back on to doing some more economic healing.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you.
All right, man. Jay Richards, great job, man. There is so much going on in this so-called economic playground, and it goes even deeper than Wall Street. You know, the ability for you to say, I'm free, I'd like to interact with somebody in a different way, I'd even like to utilize something other than a Federal Reserve note. You know, where is that level of freedom? Where is the ability to say, you know, I got a neighbor here, we're doing an exchange, and we don't even need the government to be involved? I mean, these are concepts that have become so foreign to Americans, and it's extraordinary because Americans like to pride themselves. We do. We love freedom. We love liberty. But then we're afraid to fail, kind of this concept that Jay Richards talks about in Infiltrated, this concept of too big to fail. It's spiritual immaturity on that level, because we do spiritual healing here. It's this idea that we can't allow them to fail. It's like you can't allow the kid to learn what it's like to scrape a knee, you know, on the playground, because, you know, we're gonna put him in the Michelin man suit, so he never knows the pain of life itself. And of course, the greatest lessons I've got are sometimes the most painful. And I know as a dad, I can look at my kids and go, I don't want them to have to hurt. But it's the only way they can learn to not get hurt in a more serious fashion later in life. And I think what Jay is doing as well in the economic realm, it's not 101 necessarily, but to a lot of people it is, because we've been so far removed from how the economy really works. We've been told lies about it. We've been told lies like the free market is what made this thing happen. And we haven't had a free market in America, I don't know, maybe in 100 years. Certainly there hasn't been a free market for medicine. You know, and that's a big part of the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we talk about the power to heal being yours, but it's been usurped. They've convinced you that you don't have that power. And in the same way, the economic power to heal is yours, but they've convinced you that no, it's up to them, the very experts who have caused the bubbles and the crashes. So go get Infiltrated. Check it out, InfiltratedTheBook.com. It's linked up in the show notes today at RobertScottBell.com. Thank you to Super Don. Thank you for Scott on the board. Thank you as well to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can listen to archives through Natural News Radio as well as GCNLive.com. I link them through the show notes each and every day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show website at RobertScottBell.com. Why do I do this? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.